ఆనందం ఆనందమయోవశానే. ఏతాం గతిం భాగవతిం గతోయ స వై పునః విసజత్తే అంగా తేనాత్మనాత్మనం ఉపేతి శాంతం ఆనందమానందమయోవశానే. ఏతాం గతిం భాగవతిం గతోయ స వై పునః విసజత్తే అంగం తేనాత్మనాత్మనం ఉపేతి శాంతం ఆనందం ఆనందమయోవశానే. ఏతాం గతిం భాగవతిం గతోయ స వై పునః విసజత్తే అంగా ఏతాం గతిం భాగవతిం గతోయ స వై పునః విసజత్తే అంగా తేనాత్మనాత్మనం ఉపేతి శాంతం ఆనందమానందమయోవశానే. ఏతాం గతిం భాగవతిం గతోయ స వై పునః విసజత్తే అంగా. మాతాజీ, నాత్మనాత్మనం ఉపేతి శాంతం ఆనందమానందమయోవశానే. ఏతాం గతిం భాగవతిం గతోయ స వై పునః విసజత్తే అంగా.
Word to word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Tena, by that vivified. Atmana, by the self. Atmanam, the super soul. Upeti, attains. Santam, rest. Anandam, satisfaction. Anandamayaha, naturally so being. Avashane, being freed from all material contamination. Etam, such. Gatim, destination. Bhagavatim, devotional. Gataha, ardent by. Yah, the person. Shah, he. Vai, certainly. Punaha, again. Na, never. Here, in this material world. Visajatte, becomes attracted. Anga, O Maharaj Parikit. Translation. Only the purified soul can attain the perfection of associating with the personality of Godhead in complete bliss and satisfaction in its constitutional state. Whoever is able to renovate such devotional perfection is never again attracted by this material world, and he never returns. Purport. We should specially note in this verse the description of Gatim Bhagavatim, to become merged in the rays of Param Brahman, the supreme personality of Godhead, is as desired by the Brahmavadi impersonalist, is not Bhagavata imperfection. The Bhagavata never accept merging in the impersonal rays of the Lord, but always aspire after personal association with the Supreme Lord in one of the Vaikuntha spiritual planets in the spiritual sky. The whole of the spiritual sky, of which the total number of the material skies is only an insignificant part, is full of unlimited numbers of Vaikuntha planets. The destination of the devotee, the Bhagavata, is to enter into one of the Vaikuntha planets, in each of which the personality of Godhead, in his unlimited personal expansion, enjoys himself in the association of unlimited numbers of pure devotee association. The conditioned souls in material world, after gaining emancipation by devotional service, are promoted to these planets, but the number of ever liberated souls is far, far greater than the number of conditioned souls in the material world. And the ever liberated souls in the Vaikuntha planets never care to visit the miserable material world. The impersonalists who aspire to merge in the impersonal Brahmajyoti effulgence of the Supreme Lord, but have no conception of loving devotional service to him in his personal form, in the spiritual manifestation, may be compared to certain species of fish who, being born in the rivers and rivulets, migrate to the great ocean. They cannot stay in the ocean indefinitely, for their urge for sense gratification brings them back to the rivers and streams to spawn. Similarly, when the materialist becomes frustrated in his attempt to enjoy himself in the limited material world, he may seek impersonal liberation by merging either with the causal ocean or with the impersonal Brahmajyoti effulgence. However, as neither the causal ocean nor the impersonal Brahmajyoti effulgence affords any superior substitute for association and engagement of the senses, the impersonalist will fall again into the limited material world to become entangled once more in the wheel of birth and death, drawn on by the inextinguishable desire for sense engagement. But any devotee who enters the kingdom of God by transcendental engagement, by senses of devotional service, and who associates with the liberated souls and the personality of Godhead there, will never be attracted to the limited surroundings of the material world. In the Bhagavad Gita 8.15, also the same is confirmed that the Lord says, the great Mahatmas or the Bhakti Yogis, after attaining my association, never come back to this material world, which is full of miseries and is non-permanent. The highest perfection of life, therefore, is to attain his association and nothing else. The Bhakti Yogi, being completely engaged in the Lord's service, has no attraction for any other process of liberation like Jnana Yoga. A pure devotee is a 100% devotee of the Lord and nothing more. We should further note in this verse the two words Santam and Anandam, which denote the devotional service of the Lord, can really bestow upon the devotee two important benedictions, namely peace and satisfaction. The impersonalist is desirous of becoming one with the Supreme, and or in other words, he wants to become the Supreme. This is a myth only. The mystic yogis become encumbered by various mystic powers and so have neither peace nor satisfaction. So neither the impersonalist nor the yogi can have real peace and satisfaction. But the devotee can become fully peaceful and satisfied because of his association with the complete whole. Therefore, merging in the absolute or attaining some mystic powers has no attraction for the devotee. Attainment of love of Godhead means complete freedom from all other attractions. The conditioned soul has many aspirations, such as becoming a religious man, a rich man, or a first-class angel, or becoming God himself, or becoming powerful like the mystic saint, acting wonderfully by getting anything or doing anything. But all these aspirations should be rejected by the prospective devotee who actually wants to revive his dormant love for God. The impure devotee aspires after all of the above mentioned material things by perfection of devotion. But a pure devotee has none of the tinges of the above contaminations, which are the influence of material desires, impersonal speculations, and attainment of mystic powers. One can attain the stage of love of God by pure devotional service or by a learned labor of love. For the sake of the devotee's lovable object, the personality of Godhead. To be more clear, if one wants to attain the stage of love of Godhead, he must give up all desires for material enjoyment. He should refrain from worshipping any of the demigods, and he should devote himself only to the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He must give up the foolish idea of becoming one with the Lord and the desire to have some wonderful powers just to get the ephemeral adoration of the world. The pure devotee is only favorably engaged in the service of the Lord without any hope of emolument. This will bring about love of Godhead or the stage of Santam and Anandam, as stated in this verse.
Omagyanatimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya shakshurun militam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadantiska padantikam vandeham sri guru sri yuta padakamalam sri gurun vaishnavamsha sri rupam shagrajata sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam shavadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita sri visakhanvitamsa he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesa gopika kanta radha kanta namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturubhyasya Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam, pangam langhayate girim, yakrupatam ahamande shri guru dinataridam paramanadamadam shri chaitanya.
Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the devotees who are hearing the class from here and from online, so that I can speak something for my purification and all of yours pleasure. So, at the end of first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikit Maharaj asks few questions to Sukadeva Goswami. What is the ultimate duty of a person who is about to die and in normal? So, to answer the question of Parikit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, at the beginning of the second canto, he speaks about the what a person should not do, what all the things he should not do. And he speaks about what a person should do at the end of his life. What is the ultimate duty of a person at the end of his life. So, in front of Sukadeva Goswami, there were jnanis, karmis, yogis, so many people are there. So, Sukadeva Goswami thought that maybe all the bhakti yogis, they are satisfied with my answer. May not be the jnanis and karmis and karmakandis. So, for their conviction, now Sukadeva Goswami is proving how the bhakti yoga is superior amongst all these paths. So, in first canto, he discusses about the karmakandis, how this karmakand leads to heavenly planet after completion of their Tetvam Bhakta Swargaloka Vishram. After the completion of their Punya, they come back to this material world again. Then, he speaks about the yogis. He speaks about two kinds of yogis. They are Kramamukti yogis and direct yogis. Kramamukti yogis are Atasya yogis, whose material desires are not purified. So, and another yogis, those who are whose material desires are already purified. So, he speaks that the yogis whose material desires are not purified, the Atasya yogis, they meditate on the Virat form of the Lord and they get Kramamukti. And the detached yogis, they meditate on the Paramatma form of the Lord. So, what is the difference between this Kramamukti and direct mukti? For example, if you want to go to a wedding and your flat is at 20th layers, so somebody can go through the stairs, can use the staircase, and somebody can use the lift. So it's like Kramamukti is like going through the staircase. So after going two, three stairs, some may be attracted by the fragrance of the foods like pizza, pasta, burger, and he gets distracted and goes there and stay there for 2-3 years till his desires are fulfilled. Again he comes back and again he climbs the stairs. Then he finds sweet music. Again he stays there for a few years. After that again he starts moving. Then again he gets some alluration, destruction. Again he stays. So in this way, Kramamukti yogi, he goes through, he meditates on the Virata Rupa, he goes through the Vaishnava planet, the Sistumara planet, Tapaloko, Janaloko, then Dhammaloko, then through the material coverings. Then he goes to the Brahmajyoti. But the detached yogi who has no material desires, he meditates on the Paramatma form of the Lord and he directly goes to the Brahmajyoti. Okay. But Sukadeva Goswami is telling that both the yogis are not satisfied because they go to that place. Although they do not have material desires, they get all these facilities, but they are not satisfied because they do not have any engagement, sensual engagement. That's why they are not satisfied. And they come back again to this material world. But the devotees, they do not come back. So, okay, we'll discuss about some few words mentioned in these verses. So, one word mentioned in the verse is Anandamaya. That is the nature of the soul. Anandamaya, Abhyasa. The soul is always seeking for the pleasure. But because we are having this body, we are thinking that I am not this soul, I am this body. And whatever is connected to the body and whatever can give satisfaction to this body, that is my pleasure. So actually that is not the pleasure. So then he mentioned one word, that is avasane, being freed from all material desires. Until all these material desires are purified, we cannot go to the spiritual world. For example, in the first canto, there is one nice example comes when Narada Muni, at the age of 5, when his mother leaves her body, she thinks that this is the blessing of the Lord and puts fire in his home, leaves the home, and meditating on the form of the Lord, he is moving through and the world. So he was tired and somewhere he took bath and drank some water, and his thirst was quenched, hunger was quenched, and he is meditating on the form of the Lord in the form of Paramatma. And Lord appears in his heart and he was enthused. He is getting so much satisfaction that he wants to have that darshan of the Lord continuously. But Lord suddenly disappears from his heart. Then Narada Muni is trying to meditate that form of the Lord again and again. But he is not able to get that darshan. So in that case, Lord comes in the form of Akashvani. He says that, O Narada, in this birth you will not get your darshan again. You will not get my darshan again. Why? Ma drashtum na arhati abhipakva kasayayam dudarsaham ku yogina. Because your bhakti is abhipakva. Your bhakti is not mature. Until unless our bhakti is matured, like for example, if a fruit is not matured, that fruit cannot give birth to another fruit. Similarly, unless our bhakti is matured, we cannot go to the spiritual world and we cannot give bhakti to others also. Okay. Abhipakka kasaya means you are also having some contaminations in your heart. So for Narada Muni who gave up his home at the age of 5 and totally dependent on the Lord, what is the material contamination for him? Now, it's meant, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that he is attached to the forest in the mode of goodness. That is also one kind of material contamination. So all this material contamination do not allow us to go to the spiritual world. Mabhipakva kashayam dudarsaham ku yogiyam. Then he tells you, you are ku yogi. You are not a perfect yogi. That's why you will not be able to get my darshan. But I gave you darshan for what? I want to increase your hankering for me so that you can meditate on my form and come back to me early. So Narada Muni, now he takes full shelter of the Lord. Very nice verse comes. Namani anandasya hakatra papathan guhyani bhadrani krutani chasmaran gam paryatan tushtamanagata suha kalam pratikhan vimado vimashara. Namani anandasya is now Narada Muni's wealth is the holy name of the Lord. Namani anandasya hakatra papathan. He gave up the thinking that what the people will say without considering the people's opinion. Then Guhyam Bhadrani Krutani Chaswaran. He is meditating on the confidential and auspicious pastimes of the Lord. Guhyam Bhadrani Krutani Chaswaran. Gam Paryatan. He is moving throughout the world. Tushtamana. His mind is satisfied because he has no material desire. Tushtamana. Gatasruam. No material desire. Kalam pratikshan, he is waiting for the time. When that time, accurate time will come, I will give up this body. Kalam pratikshan, vimado vimasara. He is not mad also. Vimasara, not envious also. So in this way, Narada Muni was fully absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord. And time comes, and he gives up his body. At the same time, he goes to the spiritual world. And there, Lord gives him this Veena. Devadatam idam Veena. And so that Narada Muni is chanting the holy name of the Lord and moving throughout the universes after all universes. So, all this, when these material desires are there, these material desires do not allow us to move ahead in the bhakti, path of bhakti. So, there is one verse comes in the 11th canto. There it is mentioned that he is giving an analogy that when a disease is improperly treated, that disease recurs again and again. Similarly, when our mind is not fully satisfied, so this mind will be contaminated again and again. So, what is the way? Now, like for example, although we are having material desires, when we come to the Lord and render our service to the Lord, then what happens? All our material desires passes away. That's why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami bolte hain. He speaks, Tate Krishna bhaje kare guru ra sevana maya jala chute paaye Krishna ra charana. Two things we have to do. Tate Krishna bhaje. Render devotional service unto the Lord. Chanting the holy name of the Lord. Tate Krishna bhaje kare guru ra sevana. And serve the guru and Vaishnava. What will happen? Maya jala chute. Maya jala means this is material desires. Maya means material desires. Maya jala chute. By Krishna racharam. Then we will get the lotus feet of the Lord. For example, you can see how Dhruva Maharaj, he also had a desire. he approached Narada Muni and he went to Madhuban to render devotional service. What was his desire? To get a post greater than his great grandfather. But what happened when he gets the darshan of the Lord? All his material desires washed away.
Sthanabhilasi taposhtoshtitoham tvam praptuvan deva munindra guhyam kacham vichiryan api divyaratram swamin krutarthasmi varam na jache.
Sthanabhilasi. I had a desire to get a big sthana, big position. Sthanabhilasi. Taposhtoshtitoham. That's why I left my home and came to render tapasya. Taposhtoshtitoham. Tvam praptuvan. What happened? I got your darshan. Deva munindra, which is very, very rare to the devatas and munis, says this.
Kacham vichinnan api divyaratnam.
I was running behind the broken pieces of glasses. But now, today, I got divyaratnam. So, swamin krutarthasmi, I am very, very satisfied. I am very, very grateful to you. Varam na jate. Do not give me any benediction. So, that's why, when we render devotional service to the Lord and serve to the Vaishnavas, this material desires go away. That's why Prabhupada in his purport, so many places he mentioned one word, Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Pechekeva. Without the service of the Vaishnavas, how can we be delivered from this material world? It's not possible. That's why one verse comes, Durapahi Alpa Tapasa Seva Vaikuntha Vatmasu Tatra Upagiyate Nityam Deva Deva Junardana. Durapahi alpa tapasya. Whoever has done less tapasya, austerities are meager for him to getting the service of a Vaishnava is very rare. Even if to get the service of Vaishnava is very, very rare, it is mentioned in the Shastras. So that's why, so when we render service to the Guru and the Vaishnavas and Lord, the material desires goes away. That's why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India tour, he was with Kala Krishna Das. So Kala Krishna Das, he got distracted towards the Vattaris and he goes with them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to know, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes and brings him back. So that's why Durdeva Sevaka Jadi Jayanya Stane Sai Prabhu Dhanyatara Chule Haryane. So we should be connected to that person who can bring us from the destruction. Durdeva sevaka jati, by unfortunate condition, if a devotee, if a person goes away from bhakti, so at least if he is connected to a devotee, what he can do? He can bring him back by pulling his chikha. So these material desires can be removed only by rendering service to the Guru, Vaishnavas and the Lord. So when a devotee comes to the devotional path, so there are many stages for a sadhaka. In the first stage, when he is mayadas, first a person is mayadas, and he is not interested at Krishna at all. But somehow or other, when he gets the association of devotees, then he says, okay, I can enjoy, I can have material desires, but at the same time, I can come after some time to Krishna consciousness. For example, when I was in my working time in Navy, so I used to call some of my friends for the program. Some will say, okay, today I have to go for movie, today I have to go for drama, I have to go for the bar, something like that. But when I call them again and again, then they will say, okay, next time I will come. Wait for Krishna and yes for Maya. But when it continues for few months, then what happens? He comes here, he gets the darshan of the Lord, then he says, okay. Yes to Maya. I can have material desires also. At the same time, weekly once I can come for darshan for 5 minutes. Yes to Maya and wait to Krishna. Then yes to Maya and yes to Krishna. Then when he renders devotional service for many months, then wait to Maya. Okay. Maya, the materialist, I can park these materialist Jesus far away. And I can render my devotional service. After my japa, after my sadhana, I can have these materialists. But even it continues for many years, then no to Maya and yes to Krishna. Then he has no desire for Maya, no material desire at all, only for Krishna. That's why Vilomangal Thakur.
Dhanam cha manam cha tatha indriyani pranam cha hrutva mama sarvam eva.
So dhanam cha manam cha tatha indriyani. When a person comes to Krishna consciousness, first he comes, have darshan of the Lord for 2 minutes, push 10 rupees in the hundi, goes away. But when it continues for years after, years after, then he will be interested. I will give Kalasdan to the temple during Janmashtami. So dhana, he takes away the dhana slowly and slowly. So he takes away the time of a devotee. When a person comes to Krishna consciousness, he comes for 2 minutes, 5 minutes to have darshan. But when he has loving relations with the devotees and the Lord, then his time increases. When I used to come to the temple, throughout the day I have to stay in the temple. I can have darshan and leave. But when it continues for many years, then what happens? Krishna takes our time also. 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 months, like that. Tatha indriyani, he takes our indriyas also. Initially we try to chant one line, one round. When some new person comes, we request him, can you chant one round? And that person, after a few years, he will chant 16 rounds, 64 rounds, 192 rounds, like that. So like that, Krishna takes away our time. And at the same time, he takes our material desires also. So, in this way, the material desires are destroyed. So today we'll discuss something about how this bhakti is superior to other paths. So here it is mentioned that So Krishnadas Kabirabi Goswami mentions Chaitanya Charitamrita that bhakti mukti siddhikami sakali ashanta Krishna bhakta niskama atayeva shanta. So bhakti means this Charvak Muni says runam krutva ghrutam pivet japtak jivet sukham jivet bhasti bhutasya dehasya kutapunam agamanam bhavet runam krutva ghrutam pivet. If you do not have any money, then loan or take ghee and enjoy. Ghrutam pivet, drink ghee. That means, so like that, when I was a child, there was a story. Once upon a time, one family was invited for a party. But the wife wanted to show her wealth. So she had no necklace. She borrowed one necklace from the neighbor, and where that necklace went to the party, and that was a beer party only. And she lost her necklace. When she comes back to her home, she finds that she has lost her necklace. Now she had to work hard to get that necklace. To pass that necklace and give that necklace back. So at the final, she came to know that necklace was not original. That is road gold only. So that's why runam krutva ghrutam pivetan. Today, nowadays you'll find loan pay phone. People purchase iPhone because they do not have money. And after purchasing, sometimes they break their phone, they lose their phone. Unnecessary, they increase their anxieties. So, lurunam krutva ghrutam pivet. Jab tak jivet, sukham jivet. enjoy life like king size. Because this life is for engagement. Okay. Bhasme bhutasya dehasya kuta puna agamana bhavet. Once this body is destroyed, so there is no chance for engagement, enjoyment. So let me enjoy. This is the nature of the bhukti, bhukti karma. But how much one can enjoy? Senses are limited, resources are also limited. How much one can enjoy? Not possible to enjoy continuously. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says, Kutra Shisa Shruti Sukha Mruga Trushti Rupa Koidam Kalevaram Idam Prajam Ishvesa Rajam Brihoha. Kutra Shisa Shruti Sukha Mruga Trushti Rupa. When Narasimha Mahadev is asking to Prahlad Maharaj, ask me for some benediction. So Prahlad Maharaj telling, Kutra Shisa, what kind of benediction you can give me? This benedictions are this only pleasure to the ears. Shruti sukha, sunne ke liye achha hai. Kwa idam kale varam idam. Because this body is full of diseases. The storehouse of all diseases. Ek bimari aayega, dusra bimari aayega. So how much one can enjoy? So it is, he compares this to the, it's mruga trushti rupa. It's like a mirage in the desert. So for example, in the desert, if a shower comes, that cannot quench the thirst of the desert. So similarly, our heart cannot be quenched by this material desires, fulfilling these material desires. This heart can be quenched only by Krishna bhakti. Okay. Then karma kandis. Karma kandis are, their goal is to go to swarga. They render some pious activities, their goal is to go to swarga and to enjoy the swarga, heavenly pleasures. After completion of their heavenly pleasures, they again come back to this material world. So that's why here Sukadeva Goswami is calling, telling that this is also temporary, this is khyanik. So that's why there is no need to practice this karma kanda. Then he is telling that muktikamis. Who are muktikamis? The jnanis and yogis. When they enjoy this material world, they are frustrated with this bhogas, enjoyment. So, they think that this world is mithya. That's why better to give up this world and go to the Brahmajyoti, to become the Lord. Because they see that, today someone is my boss and I following my boss, I can become boss after a few years. Similarly, they think that this is the Lord. If I meditate on the Lord, after few years I will become the Lord. That's why these people are very selfish and envious. And these Mayavatis, they think that danda grahana matrena nara narayana bhavet. Just by accepting a danda, accepting sannyas, one becomes narayana. How is it possible to become narayana? Narayana is not a post. He was there, he is here now, and he will be there in the future. It's not a post. Nobody can take away his post. So, they think that just by accepting the danda, just by taking sannyas, one can become Narayana. That's why when you offer obeisance to a Mayavadi sannyasi, he will take the tattvamasi. You are also that same God. But if you offer obeisance to a Vaishnava sannyasi, what will you say? Krishna Vatirastu. Krishna Tamara Hauka Pranadhar. Let Krishna become your wealth of your life. This kind of blessings are given by the sadhus. That's why Brahmaji in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, when he was offering prayers to the Lord in the womb of Mother Devaki, he tells that, Ye anya ravinakya vimukta manina toyasta bhavada visuddha vidhaya aruhya kruchena parampadam tata patantya dhanaduta yusmadangraya. Ye anya ravinakya vimukta manina. Whoever, without taking the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he thinks that I am vimukta, I am liberated. Vimukta maninas. I am better than others. Toyashta bhavat abhisuddha vidhaya. their buddhi is abhisuddha, their buddhi intelligence is impure. Although they go to the higher person, Aruya Krishna, with great difficulties, they try go to the higher person, Parampadam. For example, Parampadam means, if he is a Bhuktikami, and he thinks that going to America is my goal of life, that is the Parampada for him. And if he is a Karmakandi, his goal is going to the Swarga, that is Parampada for him. For Muktikami, Gyanakami, for them, Parampada is Brahmajyoti. So here Brahmaji telling Aruya Krishna, they go to that Parampada with great difficulties. But they cannot stay there for a long period of time. Why? Na, because they patanti anagruta jishtundangra, because they do not take shelter of your, they do not have any respect for your lotus feet. That's why they come back to this material world again. Because there is no engagement in these Brahmajyoti and heavenly planets for the senses, no spiritual engagement, they come back again to this spiritual material world. But again he says that so in the purport Prabhupada writes, Asradhana Purusha Dharma Shastra Parantapo Aprapya Mam Nivartante Vrutti Sansara Vartvani. Whoever is not having sufficient Shraddha, he cannot stay there. For example, if this whole Mumbai is given to one person, you can do whatever you want to do. All the facilities are given, but you will not get, you cannot speak to anyone. Koi jeev jantu, koi kutta nahi rahega, koi billi nahi rahega, koi aadmi nahi rahega. How much time you can stay in that? So that's why in this material world, the boss is not happy, the seniors are not happy with the service of a person, they will promote to that person to a big post without any power. He will get good rank, good payment, but he will not have sufficient control. So he will get frustrated, again he will come back. That is the way. So here also, Lord sends them to the higher Parampadam, higher post, but they cannot have, they cannot stay there for a long period of time. They again come back to this material world. So Swalpa Putam, Swalpa Punya Vatam Rajan, Vishwasa Nai Vajati. Until unless we have sufficient Sukruti, sufficient piety, we cannot have Sadha for this Katha. So then next verse, Brahmaji tells, तथा नते माधवता वका कोचित भ्रष्यंते मार्गा तैवद्ध सहुदा. तो बोलते तथा नते माधवता वका, बट योर तावका मीन्स हियर ब्रह्माजी इज टेलिंग दैट योर ओन पीपल लाइक प्रभुपाद द आचार्यस ओन पीपल पर अपर ओन पीपल तावका मीन्स कृष्णस ओन पीपल लॉर्ड्स ओन पीपल. तथा नते माधवा तावका के बुझी, योर ओन पीपल दे डू नॉट कम बैक, दे डू नॉट फॉल डाउन. तथा नते माधवा तावका कुछ दृश्यंते मार्ग फ्रॉम दिस मार्ग दे डू नॉट फॉल डाउन. इवन दे फॉल डाउन, दे डू नॉट फॉल डाउन लाइक द नॉन डिवोटीज, बिकॉज यू प्रोटेक्ट देम, दैट्स व्हाई दे डू नॉट हैव एनी फियर. फॉर एग्जाम्पल यू कैन सी इन द पेजेस ऑफ रागदम, चित्रकेतु महाराज ही फेल डाउन, भरत महाराज ही फेल डाउन. बट जस्ट सी, even though Bharat Maharaj got a dear body, his consciousness was absorbed in Krishna. He never forgot Krishna. Even Chitraketu Maharaj, earlier he was crying for his child. But when he became a Bhrutrasur, when he became Bhrutrasur, now he is crying for Krishna. See, what is the difference? So that's why the Lord's devotees, even though they fall down, they do not fall down like the non-devotees. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, Arjuna asked to Krishna, what will be the destination of the people who are rendering devotional service unto you, but they cannot complete at the on the way, only they fall down, they get distracted. So Arjuna, Krishna says there are two paths for them. If that person has rendered devotional service for a long period of time, then he will take birth in the family of a devotee, and he will render devotional service and come back to me. But If he has not rendered devotional service for a long period of time, then he will take what? In the family of a wealthy person, where he will get automatic detachment and render devotional service. And he will come back to the spiritual world. So that's why devotees, they do not fall like the non-devotees. So that's why this bhakti mark is superior than other marks. So that's why we should render some tapasya. Even Kirushab Dev to his sons, 100 sons, is telling that Nayam deho deho bhajano loke kastan kaman arhate vidu bhujamme tapodibyam putrakayena satam sude jasma brahma saukhyam tu anantam. If you want to release ananta sukha, unlimited happiness, then what you should do? You should do divya tapasya. What is divya tapasya? Tapasya? Now rendering devotional service, coming to the temple early in the morning, having the darshan of the Lord, chanting the holy name of the Lord, dancing during the Guru Puja and Mangalarti. That is the tapasya for a devotee. Not like the non-devotee that render tapasya just to go to the heavenly planet system, yeah, Brahmajyoti, to merge in the Brahmajyoti. So that's why whoever has released this Brahma Sukha, for them, all these pleasures are useless. That's why in Krishna Das Karya's question said, Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Jai Jena Jai Jana Paya Brahma Sukha Adi Sukha Tare Nahi Bhaya. Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Jai Jana Paya. Whoever has released the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord, for him, Brahma Loko Adi Sukha Tare Nahi Paya. All this Brahma Sukha is useless for him. For example, Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, he used to leave his home. His wealth was like, he used to leave his home again and again to get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But his parents will catch him and bring him back. So once upon a time his mother says, his father, Putra Vatula Hoyla Rakhaya Vandhya, Tara Pati Tara Pita Vale Tare Nirvina Hoya. Our son has become mad. Keep him blind. Then his father telling that Indra Sama Aishwarya. Indra Sama Aishwarya Stri Apasara Sama. It Sava Vandhitenari Lekya Jaramana. His wealth is like that of Indra. And his wife is like that of a apsara. If wealth and women cannot bind a person, who can bind him? So that's why that much happiness he was getting. Even ki, he mentioned that Chaitanya Chandra Krupa Hayasi Jahare, Chaitanya Chandra Krupa, Chaitanya Chandra Vatula Ke Rakhite Pare. She has got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who can protect him? So, you know, we can see in the third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, when Chatushkumar, they are moving throughout the universe and they reach at the gate of the Vaikuntha, they entered into the sixth, they passed through the six gates, and at the seventh gate, they were stopped by the gatekeepers, Giant Vijaya. And Giant Vijaya, when they stopped the four Kumaras, they became angry. Because this is Vaikuntha means there is no anxiety. And nobody can go to that world without proper qualification. So, four Kumaras, they have reached that person, that place means they have sufficient qualification. So, they thought that these people are giant vijaya, they are imposters, they are cheaters. They do not know the dualities of this world. That's why they curse them. And when they are cursed, Lord personally comes to protect his devotees. And when Lord comes, seeing the beauty of the Lord, four Chatushkumaras, earlier they were Brahmavadis. So when they saw the beautiful form of the Lord and the fragrance coming from the lotus feet of the Lord with the tulsi manjaris, their heart was transformed. Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda
కింజల్క మిశ్ర తులసి మకరంద వాయు అంతర్గత సవివరేణ చకార తేసాం సంకోబ్జమక్షరజసామ పిచిత్త తన్నో. When the fragrance of the Lord's lotus feet and the fragrance of the tulsi offered at the lotus feet of the Lord entered in through the nose holes of the nostrils of the four kumaras, their heart was transformed. They become devotees of the Lord. Brahmavadis, they become devotees of the Lord. So one more word is mentioned here is Bhagavati Gati. That is destination of the devotees. Bhagavatas. Vishnugati. Bhagavati Gati means Vishnugati. Vishnugati means when somebody goes to that spiritual world, he never comes back to this material world. So that's why Prahlad Maharaj said, Natte vidu swartha gati mi Vishnu. The swartha of a person should be Vishnugati. Not ki USA gati, ki London gati. Swarga Gati. That should be Vishnu Gati. Okay. So here it is mentioned that when somebody goes to the spiritual world, he never comes back. Why he never comes back? Because he is so satisfied, fully satisfied. He had no material desires, no thirst in the heart, no vacuum in the heart. He was so satisfied that he never desired anything. That's why he never comes back. Like in the fourth canto, when Prachetas meet the Lord, they sing one nice song. Parijata anjasalabha saranga natrana sevase tadangri moolam asadhya tattat kinkim bruni mahi. Parijata means a heavenly flower. When a bee approaches a Parijata flower, he is so satisfied with that honey, na, there is no need to go to other flower for honey. Similarly, when a person, when a jiva moving through the 14 planetary systems, when he comes and takes the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he is so satisfied that he never desires anything only. He never comes back to the spiritual Lord. That's why it is mentioned, Dhautatma Purusha Krishna Padamulam Namuchanti. Once our heart is purified, he never gives up the association of the Lord, never gives up the association of the devotees. So that's why devotees have no desire at all. So our goal should be to render devotional service of the Lord, to the Lord, to render devotional service to the to serve the devotees, to serve the Vaishnavas, to serve the Guru. Even if the mood of Pradharani is same, to serve Krishna. That is the constitutional position of our heart. Jivera Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. That cannot be separated. Like in the morning we pray, Seva Adhikara Diye Karo Nijadas to Tulsi Maharani. Please give me the right to serve the Lord. Please give me this right to serve you. Because that is my constitutional position. If that Seva is separated from us, we cannot be happy. Like when a fish is removed from the water and kept in this land, the fish is never satisfied. Similarly, when our service is separated from us, we cannot be satisfied. Okay. So even so, Radharani's mood is also to serve the Lord. So what Radharani says? Krishna moro jivana, Krishna moro pranadhana, Krishna moro pranera parana. Hrudayau pare dharu, seva kari sukhi karu, sada moro rahe dhyana. What Raghavan said? Krishna moro pranadhana. Krishna is my life. My wealth of my life. Krishna moro jivan. Krishna is my life. Krishna moro pranera parana. Krishna is my life of my life. Seva kari sukhi karu. I want to please Krishna how? By rendering devotional service. I see in the temple so many devotees here render nice service to the Lord. I see Prem Kisapu, Purushottam Prabhu, Gaur Gadadhar Prabhu. So many devotees. They render so many services. I become sometimes envious. I am unable to serve you. That is their wealth. When our seva is there with the devotees, seva is there with the Lord,
So problems will come, but that seva will protect us. So Krishna Radharani is telling that Hrudaya Uparidharu Seva Krishna. Oh Krishna, I want to keep you in close to my chest and I want to serve you. Seva Krishna, I want to please you by my service. Sadamaru Rahi, then let me meditate on you, meditate on my service. So many devotees, they are meditating on their service. How to give pleasure to the Lord? Initially, when devotees come, they ask to the Lord, I am having this problem, that problem, this problem, please serve me, solve my problems. But when it continues for many years by rendering devotional service, their heart is so prepared that they ask to Radharani Krishna, Krishna, are you happy with my service? When that consciousness comes, then our life is successful. Hare Krishna, Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnavanda ki jai.